grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today for Holy Trinity Sunday is the Gospel reading from Matthew 28, in which Jesus announces the mission of the church. He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is a very familiar passage to many of you, I suspect. Sometimes it's called the Great Commission. And I was thinking about that this week June 6th, D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day. I watched a movie called The Longest Day. It's an old movie. It's about the invasion of Normandy on D-Day. And this one scene struck me where the Americans have invaded Omaha Beach, and they're pinned down there. They can't get up the beach, and the Germans have this this big bunker that's 30 feet high or something, made out of concrete, and they can't get up the beach. Well, there's an assistant division commander there who's played by Robert Mitchum. And Robert Mitchum gets all of the engineer guys together, and he finds one guy, and he says to him, "What's your name, son?" He always says "son" to everybody in the movie, right? Only Robert Mitchum can do it that way. "What's your name, son?" And the guy said, "Fuller, sir, Sergeant J.H. Fuller." And he says, "Well, we need to blow up that bunker." I'm paraphrasing here, sorry. And he says, do those Bangalore torpedoes of yours work?" And Sergeant Fuller says, "Well, we'll make them work, sir." And this is the part that I want you to think about. Robert Mitchum looks the guy in the eye, and he says, "What's your name?" He says, "Sergeant Fuller." And he says, "Well, now you're Lieutenant Fuller, whether you like it or not. You're in charge, because all the other officers have been killed. You're commissioned, whether you like it or not. It's a battlefield promotion here." Well, that's really what Jesus does for us in this passage from Matthew chapter 28. It's the very end of the passage. It's the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. And he says, "All authority has been given to me," just like to Robert Mitchum, the general there. "All authority has been given to me, and I'm giving it to you to do something." And in the movie, they go and they blow up the bunker, and the Americans get off the beach, and the invasion progresses. Well, this Sergeant Fuller hadn't been to West Point or Annapolis, or the Air Force Academy didn't exist in those days. He hadn't been there either. And he didn't even go to the Coast Guard Academy. But he's made an officer for a purpose, to go do something. So that the Americans can get off the beach. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I haven't gone to West Point in heaven, or Annapolis, or the Coast Guard Academy either. We're here on the beach, okay? And Christ gives us a commission too, to go and do something. A few years ago, there was a thing that sports reporters would always ask at the end of, like, the Super Bowl, Wimbledon, the NBA championships. They would all kind of crowd around the winner, the champion, and one reporter would always seem to do this. They would have their microphones in their hand, and one reporter would say something like, "Okay, you've won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?" And what did they say? Remember? "Go to Disney World." That's what they said. Okay? And they said it so many times, the only people who were happy about it were the Disney company. What are you going to do? Go to Disney. Okay. Well, imagine this. Imagine the day of your baptism, or today when you go to Holy Communion, and you come down and you go before the Lord and receive the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. Or picture it right after the absolution during the service. Picture a whole crowd of angels, all dressed up as sports reporters, with TV cameras and a microphone in their hands, coming to you and saying, "Okay, you've just had all of your sins forgiven. You've just been given eternal life. What are you going to do with it?" Go to Disney? Go to Disney. Okay, Ted, we'll see you in Disney. All right. Well, we are going to go to kind of, we're going to go to heaven, right? And that's better than Disney World even. Okay. But what are you going to do between now and then? Because now and between now and then, we're here on the beach. We've got work to do here. What are you going to do with eternal life? You've been given eternal life in your baptism. It starts now. What are you going to do with it? As Christians, as Lutherans, we tend to, when somebody says, "What did Jesus do for you?" We tend to say, and this is true, we say, "He died on the cross for my sins," or "He died on the cross to save me from my sins," right? Which is true. But it's more than that. Jesus didn't die just to save us from something and leave us there. Okay, you're good now, but you're left on the beach. No. He didn't just save us from something, he saved us for something. For a purpose. In the readings earlier today, the long readings, Wendy read about creation. He created us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are involved in creation. We think of the Father first there with the little, with our symbol of the hand, right? Like touching us, giving us life. Okay? But really, Christ was present also in creation, as it says in John chapter 1. And even in what Wendy read today, the Holy Spirit was hovering above the waters. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all involved in creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, all the things that we see on a beautiful day like today and give thanks for, that's all part of creation. That's all what God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has done in creation for us. Now he said to the fish and the birds, "Go, be fruitful and multiply," and they have. The oceans are filled with living creatures. Birds in my backyard fill it. There's some bats there too, flying around. But he's given us dominion over it. That's what we're created to do, to be. We don't do so well at it. Because since the fall, our concept of dominion is, well, with each other, ordering each other around, or grumbling, or figuring out what's wrong with each other and criticizing. The way we take care of the earth is probably not the best way. The way we take care of each other certainly isn't always. That's why God sent Christ. That's why the Father sent the Son to redeem us. And if you think about it, the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is active all in redemption too. The Father, by forgiving us, when we say the confession and the absolution, who are we talking to? God the Father. We say, "For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and," what did he do? He united himself to humanity, to human beings, big deal. Not just so he could save us from our sins and leave us. No, so that we could live with him and know who he is and stand in the glory of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit and do what? Forgive the sins of each other. When you forgive sins, it's as if God the Father forgives them before you. And we do that right here in this congregation. Receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the helper, the one that I'm going to send to be with you. And how is he with us? How is he present with us? In his holy word. You heard a fair bit of it this morning. You hear it every day. What is the church? The church is where you hear God's word, where we gather here to hear God's word, to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you and say, this is what my plan is for you, to create you, to redeem you, so that you can live with me and with each other in love and peace. Just so you can forgive each other. And so you can go and make disciples. That's what the mission of the church is, to go and make disciples. And he says how to do that. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Teaching them to... How do you make disciples? Should we just go around spreading water on people, saying you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. How do you do that? You live that. You do that in your life. Are you called to be a father or a son or a husband, a child, a grandparent, a mother or a father? How do you live as a baptized Christian in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Among the people in your life. This passage from the end of the Gospel of Matthew, when it's translated into English, we miss just a couple of little things that you see in the Greek. The first word here that Jesus speaks, go, is not an imperative like go out there, although that it includes that. But it's also actually a participle, which means it's ongoing action. As you go about your life, your calling, your vocation, make disciples by living the Christian life and speaking God's word, pointing always to Christ. That's how you make disciples. Who do we follow? We follow Jesus Christ, who is our head, who has redeemed us, who has united himself to us for that purpose. So we can get off the beach. And so we can lead others off the beach. Because the beach, the other thing that Robert Mitchum, the character played by Robert Mitchum, says in the movie, he says, there's only two kinds of people who are going to stay on this beach. Those who are already dead and those who are going to die. That's the world that we live in. That's the world the church lives in. And you and I. It's a world of death. We're dead spiritually before God. And our mortal bodies, the same thing's going to happen to us sooner or later. So we don't stay here. We go with Christ, where Christ leads, and we follow him. In the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus leaves us with one more blessing, pointing to his resurrection and therefore our resurrection. He says, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What's the age? The age of the church. Between now and when he comes back, and he will come back, he says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be present with you in the Word, giving you hope and comfort and strength, and present with you in the sacraments, things that you can touch, and feel and taste, so that you know that I am with you, to give you confidence and strength. And this isn't just something that happens to us individually. It happens to us as a group. The word you here in the Greek text is plural. I am with you, plural. The church, all disciples, all followers of Christ, I am with you, Jesus says, to do what you have to do together. It's not like Sergeant Fuller has to go and take the bunker by himself. He does it with all of his men, all of the unit, all of the division goes with him. We here are a unit of the entire church. That's what Holy Cross is. Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Clarence, New York, in 2017. And when we talk about what is the mission of Holy Cross Lutheran Church and what is the vision of the church, it's what is that bunker that the Lord is asking us to take or blow up in the movie. I don't think he's going to ask us to blow anything up. All right? Who are the people in our lives who need to be shaped by the Word of God? The way we act and what we say. That's what our mission is. That's what we're going to be talking about over the summer, really. How do we discover what that is? Short answer, we go to the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what He points us towards. We are blessed to live in the age of the church. In the age of the sacraments of Holy Baptism and Holy Communion, which do things through the power of God, they give you forgiveness and life and salvation. What are you going to do now? We're going to look at Christ. We're going to point ourselves always at Christ, and we're going to point others to Jesus Christ, who will not forsake us. In His name, Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.